Hovar Sterry may not be an entrepreneur, but he is a marketing guru. He is the senior director of marketing for the publicly traded company Consolidated Communications. He's in charge of the national marketing effort that spans 20 states. I sit down with him to find out the importance of brand messaging. Hovar shares his expertise on creating a message that is clear, concise, and that everyone can understand. On top of that, he believes that a message that works internally and externally is the key to success. Keep listening if you want to get some great insight from a marketing all-star. Now I'm here with Hovar Sterry. He's the corporate senior director of marketing at Consolidated Communications. How you doing, Hovar?
Great.
Well, I had never, we talked about this earlier, I'd never known anybody named Hovar. You're Norwegian. How did you end? Did you grow up there, or how long have you been in the U.S.?
Yeah, I did grow up there. I lived there until I was 23 years old, and I met this girl, and we started dating, and she was from the U.S., and we ended up getting married and ended up living here, and we've been married for almost 30 years.
Oh, congratulations. So, yeah. Wow. And she, what about location here in the Sacramento area? Is she the one that got you to Sacramento?
No, she isn't. We've actually lived around the country. So this is our, we've been here the longest of any place, but it's purely because of the job.
So she's following you around now, it sounds like.
Yeah.
You know, we were talking about football earlier, and you were talking about real football, and I didn't know what you were talking about. Give us, like, how do you contrast real football with American football?
Well, we all know what the real football
is. Do you guys
is.
Hit it's each other? Do you guys run into each other and stuff
you
like that?
You watch soccer. Come on. The greatest sport ever. You know, I love American football too, but there's nothing like the I love the Premier League, soccer league.
We're going to get MLS here.
I grew
soon
up playing
enough.
Soccer and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, So it's a growing sport. We're here to talk business a little bit.
Yep.
You are a marketing guru. Why don't we start off by letting our audience know, what is Consolidated Communications? Who are you?
Okay, Consolidated Communication has been around for over 100 years. So it, traditionally, it's like a phone company, but we've branched out to all the different business products. So when you think of broadband services to any businesses and also residential services such as TV, internet, and phone products.
Mm-hmm. And who's your client?
So we have customers all over the U.S. We're in 23 states. So we have business clients from a small business to an enterprise-sized business. And then we also have thousands and thousands of residential customers all over.
So you guys have made acquisitions. You're a public company. You're larger. You're an enterprise-type company.
Yeah.
What's different than that? We heard Lance talking earlier about what it's like to be a small or medium-sized business. How would you contrast that with a guy like you working his way up the corporate ladder?
Yeah, I think what I would say about that, it's different, I think, working in a large company, a publicly traded company. There's pressure, of course, on the stock to make sure that your stock price is growing. So you make decisions sometimes, I think, to make sure that you're doing the right things for the stock. And sometimes I think we think a little bit short-term instead of long-term. That's kind of difficult for me sometimes from a marketing perspective, but we have to show results, and we have to show results quarterly. We have to report that, and so there's a lot of pressure from a person like me that is in charge of the marketing and make sure that we get the revenue. There's a lot of pressure for results every week, pretty
much. Well, how does a guy like you deal with the pressure?
I'm a pretty easygoing guy, and I don't take myself too seriously. I don't get really aggressive or yelling, or it's not my personality. So I think I kind of try to be grounded. I care more about my family. Work is the thing that I have to do, even though if I didn't have to, I probably wouldn't do it. I'd probably golf or something like that. Mm-hmm. But, since I have to do it, I try to do my best at work, but I try to remember that, hey, life is too short, and I have other things that I'm more interested in, or I think is more important to me in my life.
Well, Consolidated has this 100-year history that you talked about. I have a history going back in some ways with the Roseville Telephone Company, which is part of what became Consolidated. Talk to us about the history and your journey. You were with Sure West, right? The one that bought Roseville Telephone.
That's correct. And we're really proud of this heritage, and we're proud of being in the community. It's really important for us to be local. And even though we're, you know, in 23 states in the U.S. now, we still feel like this local presence is really important. And that's why I'm glad I'm still here. Roseville Telephone Company started a long time ago. And we're in a building right on Vernon Street in Roseville. So we feel like we're local, even though I deal with the responsibilities for the whole country. But we love this part of this history. We have a telephone museum still there on Vernon Street. We're proud of it. We're proud of our heritage. And I started with Sure West, but I've learned a lot about the Roseville Telephone Company and the history.
When I was a kid growing up, I grew up in Roseville. My dad had a TV shop on Vernon Street right across the street from the Roseville Telephone Company. And I would have talks with my dad occasionally if I could pry him away from his focus and ask him, who are the most successful people in Roseville? He said, well, I think the most successful people in all of Roseville are the Doyles, right? Which are the people that founded Roseville Telephone Company. They were landowners in Roseville. And you have the History Museum. How important is that history as we think about culture?
Oh, when you talk about culture, I think it's really, really important. I enjoy the history. We are, as employees, we're proud to work for the company. The Doyle family is really, really important to the history of the company. I had the opportunity to work with Kirk Doyle when he was the chairman of the board for Sure West, and I still have a relationship with several of the Doyle members. And I think that heritage is really important to us. Culture-wise, it becomes more complicated to keep that local culture, even though we try our best. But since we're managing so many different markets now, that becomes more complicated. But we still feel like we want to be a part of this community. Sacramento is very important, not only to us employees here in California, but actually to the whole company, for the executive team as well.
Yeah. I grew up with a lot of people that are probably maybe senior management or even retired from Roseville Telephone. I remember the, Kirk Doyle's parents delivering TVs and appliances for my dad's shop. So I bought my first cell phone in the mid-80s from Roseville Telephone Company. So I feel this sort of attachment to certain team members over there. But thinking about the culture today, now you're part of this this large public company. You guys have been public for a long time, but thinking about being a larger national player, like how easy or how difficult is it to keep that culture, tied together like it once was?
Yeah, it's definitely complicated, and it's not easy. And you might have heard that we acquired a company called Fairpoint a couple of years ago, and it doubled the size of our company. So when you think of doubling the size of a company and then try to get that culture that we feel is so important at Consolidated Communications and bring that to, you know, doubling the size of the employee base and also, you know, adding many, many different states, that is a complicated endeavor. And I, one of the greatest things, you know, I felt like being part of was to change that brand. And I have the responsibility of changing all of those brands across the nation when we took over that company. And it was complicated, but it was fun to work with the employees. And, a little side note on that, the company was so big and we didn't realize how complicated it was to just, for example, switch out the brand from Fairpoint to Consolidated Communications. We had 1,700 different building signs that we had to replace. We had 1,600 vehicles that needed to be switched out in 106 different locations in the U.S., and we wanted it done in 6 months. And so it took us a little longer than that. but it was really important for us to bring them, that new company, part of our culture. And then now we try to build that. And it's still not easy because they had their culture. And also this concept of being acquired is not always easy to be on that side because you're worried about your job. You're worried about what is the company going to do with us in this area. But we do our best to try to communicate and help them understand that, hey, you're part of the team. And it's been really fun to integrate that team. And so I have employees, you know, that work for me all over the nation now. It's really fun.
How would you describe the Consolidated brand? What are you known for?
The the brand that we have is that we're known for being a company that competes well in the marketplace, but more importantly, I think we care about our customers. So we feel like we're small enough that we can still have that local presence and also care about the customers that we have, and we take care of them at all costs. Like, we want to make sure that they know that if they have an issue, so if you have our business services from us and something goes wrong, and with technology and with the complications and how complicated the products are, something will go wrong in your business, and we will make sure that we fix it immediately, and we want to be able to answer their calls and take care of them. And that's really, really important to us, so they feel like, yes, maybe there are other competitors that we might want to entertain, but you want to choose Consolidated because we care about you, and they know that, and we will do our best to resolve any of their issues and make them successful as a business. So they have the best products, and we have some great, amazing products when it comes to the business side and residential. Our internet products, you can't beat that. We have fiber connections in many areas. That fiber connection is huge. Bringing 1 gig of fiber internet to a customer and to both business and residential home, it's really, really important to us.
Is there certain messaging that you use to have people decide to pick up the phone and call you? Are there things that, we talk about markisms or taglines. Are there any that have been helpful for you that have really sort of put you on the map?
Yeah, so we try that, with different taglines. And what's interesting, we just introduced a new tagline, which we're really proud of. And it's both going to be used internally in our company and also externally. Usually companies have an internal theme, mm-hmm. and they also have an external theme. We actually combine those two, and we call it Connecting You Better.
Oh, I like that.
And if you think of Connecting You Better, that's our goal both externally and internally. So we are standing behind that theme, and we just rolled that out beginning of this year. We've had other things, too, that we've used as phrases. But that's what we're going to drive for the next few years, that Connecting You Better.
Well,
and we try to do that messaging. You kind of asked about how do you get that out.
Yeah.
And we do, when you think of marketing and advertising tactics, we do pretty much all of them. So we will do broadcast marketing that has to do with TV, radio spots. We do, you just talked to Lance at Close Loop. We use them very successfully. We're very happy working with them when it comes to digital marketing. We do a search engine optimization. We are in media. We're all over the place. We send direct mail.
Yes.
We do it all.
You are well known. The name. I mean, I'm sitting here with some with the SAC Business Journal. I think it's the Book of Lists, and you're in the inside cover. So you want to get known in the B2B space, in the business community, right? You offer a lot of products for us small business people and even larger businesses.
Yes.
But thinking about building that brand, right? So your brand is, you've created this brand message, I guess, or this tagline, if you will, and it's short and it's sweet and to the point. I mean, thinking of an entrepreneur out there that's trying to consolidate their message so that it's punchy and it can be used, let's say, internally and externally. I mean, how did you arrive at that?
Actually, it took several months to arrive at that theme, and we were brainstorming. We have the responsibility with our corporate communications team to come up with that tagline. So we spent several months, and we came up with all these different ideas. What you said is really important. We wanted to be short. We wanted people to be able to remember it, and we wanted to use it everywhere. And I think that's really fun because we're getting the employees behind that now. We had an external theme before that was external only and not internal, but now it's both. And I think that's really important because then our employee base gets behind the theme and then we drive that message. And so if you look at any of our messaging now, you will see Connecting You Better or some kind of concept around that. Like, for example, when we promote our TV services, we say Connecting You Better to the world, or data products. We use different phrases, all this about connecting you better.
Really, I love cool. it. So thinking about the Haney Biz, we're working on, so we aren't quite as complicated of an organization, or is we don't have as many broad of offering as what you do at Consolidated, but we're trying to work on our messaging as well, because we're angel investors. We provide solutions for the B2B world out there, to the entrepreneurs. And we really provide, I think, something that's different, right? It's kind of like the total package, right? It's a total package for an entrepreneur who wants to grow their business. We've trying to, we've been playing around with taglines, thinking like total package investor, total package solution. I mean, give me some coaching on like, how should I attack this thing that is ended up being kind of complicated, right? This media strategy, we've got these B2B offerings, and I'm also an investor. I'm trying to like get something consolidated, punchy, that that can be memorable.
So how would I coach you on that?
Yes,
I like what I see in your office here. You have this ability to do some brainstorming on the board here, the big whiteboard. I think, you know, that's the best way to do it. Get you some of the key people involved in your organization, get them to share all their thoughts, and then you kind of start narrowing it down. And it takes time, but let everybody like throw out their ideas, put it, just slap it on the wall. We do a lot of that kind of brainstorming. It's really fun. And then for you as a leader, I would say, do not think you have the best idea, because I love to like stay back and then with my team, because we've been working together for a while, I might say, I really like this. And they're like, oh no, it's horrible. And they're comfortable sharing with me anything that they don't like. And they put me in my spot all the time. And I love it. And I think that's really important as a leader, is that you kind of make sure that you listen to all of it. I mean, there's certain times when you want to say, yeah, we want to do it this way because you feel strongly about it. But most of the time with my group, they're smarter than me anyway. So I just listen to them. And then this brainstorming will really be why it's important to do the brainstorming, is because you'll get everyone to be behind it as they then pursue it. But I... you know what that would look like? I'd be fun to be a part of it.
I would love to be a part of it. Well, we may take you up on that offer. You're obviously an expert in marketing. Thank you for coming on the show today, for sharing your expertise in marketing and creating a successful brand message that I think everyone can get behind. Thank you.